Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Hello there, welcome to our show. That was Lionel Hampton with the 1930s track, Jivin' the Vibes.
Welcome to Neon Jazz, coming to you from the hometown of 18th and Vine and the Jazz Hall of Fame here in Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome to a new radio home for jazz. I'm Joe Domino, spinning you a wide flavor of jazz licks, featuring artists like Jay McShann, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Count Basie, and Benny Goodman. Glad you found us. Let's get this gig going. Right off the top, let's head into the track Move off the Birth of Cool album by the great Miles Davis. Thank you. Gene Django Reinhardt was a pioneering virtuoso jazz guitarist. He is more widely known as the father of gypsy jazz. Story goes that over half of Django's body was badly burned in a house fire at the age of 18 that left his third and fourth fingers on his left hand inoperable. Doctors said he would never play guitar again. He proved the doc wrong and gave the world a long-lasting gift of quality music. Coming up, Kansas City's own Jay McShann.
Thank you.
Art Blakey was one of the inventors of the modern bebop style of drumming and had a massive influence in the world of jazz. For over 30 years, his band, known as the Jazz Messengers, ushered in many huge names into the world of jazz, like Kenny Drew, Woody Shaw, and Wynton Marsalis. In our next block, we'll have some crime jazz and Charlie Yardberg Parker.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker attended Lincoln High School in Kansas City, Missouri, and later moved to New York City at the age of 19 to refine bebop for the world to enjoy. Parker's nickname was born when he was with the J. McShann Band on their way to play a job at the University of Nebraska. As they passed a farm, the car Charlie was riding in hit a chicken that ran across the road. Charlie told the driver, "Man, go back. You hit that yard bird." They went back, and Charlie jumped out. He got that chicken. When they got to Lincoln, he asked the lady who ran the boarding house where he was playing to cook it for dinner. Next, we have Eric Dolphy on the iconic album, Out to Lunch.
Thank you.
The old king of swing, Benny Goodman, wraps up the fourth segment. Born in Chicago in 1909, he was dubbed by President John F. Kennedy upon return from Russia in 1962 as America's international ambassador with the clarinet. In our next set, we round things out with yet another darling of the Kansas City circuit, the Count, the great Count Basie and his orchestra.
From Monday on, my cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We picked on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, 'cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
I must tell you about a magical disc from famed illustrator Robert Crumb featuring the heroes of jazz, blues, and country. The album was an accompaniment to a set of cards the underground comic artist made of what he considered to be the best musicians of his time. Run out and pick this one up. Assured to be a classic in your collection. Next up on Neon Jazz, a powerful duo in Jimmy Smith and Wes Montgomery doing Night Train on the album The Verve Story 1962-64. We'll be right back.
Chicken pie. I want to eat it. Eat that chicken pie. Oh.
Again, this is your host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Join us next time as we explore more giants of jazz like Chet Baker, John Coltrane, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and much, much more. If you have any comments, questions, or any thoughts, please get a hold of us via email at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Domino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Domino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.